was indeed the one, the Son of God. And maybe he needed some comfort and encouragement from his cousin. And Jesus. Jesus could have rebuked John for his doubts, but he did not. Jesus told John's disciples, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, those with the skin disease are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them." In other words, Jesus said, "John, your life and work matter. All that you did and said led to this. The blind see, the lame walk, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news." Jesus gave John hope that while his work had come to an end, God's continued. Zoe read for us from Isaiah 43, "I am about to do a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it?" In the kingdom of God, God is always doing a new thing. Sometimes our vision is clouded by doubt and fear, by grief and disappointment, so that we cannot see the new things that God is doing. Jesus gave a gift to John, reminding him that God's work in the world continues, even in the darkest of times. And then Jesus went one step further, saying this of John, "Truly I tell you, among those born of women, no one has arisen greater than John the Baptist." Jesus commended John's life, his work, his faith. In this Advent period, in the darkest part of the year, God offers us time to reflect, to ask the hard questions, and to deepen our faith. So I ask you today, if and when you feel discouraged, where do you see God at work in the world? Where do you catch glimpses of hope? Can we trust that now, even now, no matter what is happening in our personal lives, no matter all the hard and painful things happening in the world, the blind receive their sight, the lame walk, those with skin diseases are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them? Can we trust and hope and know that God is at work, even now? Amen.
Time. has chosen people of East and sing today. Love the bird is on the way. Stars keep the watch when night is dim. One more light the bowl shall brim, shining beyond the frosty weather, bright as sun and moon together. People look east and sing today. Love the star is on the way. Angels announce with shouts of mirth Christ who brings new life to earth. Set every peak and valley humming with the word the Lord is coming. People look east and sing today. Love the Lord is on the way.
Friends, did you ever have a moment growing up when you walked into the school cafeteria, panned the faces in the crowd, and wondered if you were going to have a place to sit? Did you ever have a moment, maybe as a new student or at the start of a new school year, when fear nibbled at the back of your mind because you weren't sure where you belonged? I imagine at some point or another, most of us have experienced that kind of fear. But here at this table, you never have to wonder. Here at this table, there is enough room, enough food, enough love for everyone. Here at this table, Jesus is standing up on his chair, waving his hands over his head, saying to each of you, I saved you a seat. Here at this table, you are wanted and welcomed. You are safe and loved. Here at this table, you belong. So my friends, there is no need to fear here, for this is a joyful feast, and you are invited. Come, all are welcome. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Let us pray. Ever-present God, we live in a fearful world. If we're honest, we come to this table today with the taste of fear on our tongues. We come to this table carrying our anxiety. We come to this table asking for guidance. But you do not disregard our fear. You do not brush it under the rug or call us foolish. Instead, you meet us here. You listen to our fears. You remind us that we are not alone. You surround us with people who love us. You show us where we are strong. You walk beside us. And you give us a new song.